We're talking with our state advisor for the Oklahoma FFA Association, Jack Stats. Jack, let's talk a little bit about the 2013 list of Oklahoma FFA chapters that are three stars at the national level, gold emblem, if you want to call it that. This is quite an honor for a chapter, and it shows that they are really doing a lot of things with their young people and in the community and within agriculture, too.
Yes, actually, those chapter awards are built around student, chapter, and community-level activities that those chapters participate in. We feel like that actually that is a barometer for our chapters that actually live up to the highest expectations that they can have. We are very excited as you go through the opportunity. We have 300 and as we go 300 plus chapters. So in turn, that allows us to have roughly 10%. So we can have 35 national three stars. We actually had 30 this year. That is the most nationally. We're very, very proud of that aspect. Shows that our chapters not only are competitive nationally, but it's also that they are conducting all those activities at home where it is really seen and where really needed in communities.
So as you think about those chapters that achieve this highest level, they are really the cream of the crop, not just for Oklahoma, but nationally too.
Oh, yes. We actually are also excited. We have two chapters this year that's in the finals for the model of innovation in those divisions. So that would be that they're actually going to be in a certain division, whether it be community, chapter, or student. They would be, they would have an opportunity to actually be awarded as a national champion or as the best in the nation. So we're very excited for that. Now, last year we had a chapter that actually won the model of innovation, and that was Vanita FFA chapter in Oklahoma. So we're very happy as chapters try to follow up and continue to stay good. And another thing, Ron, that makes me very, very proud of our chapters, nearly every state in the union, a chapter can be three star every year. In Oklahoma, because of the competitiveness of competitiveness of our chapters and whatever, they can only be a three star every other year. We only allow them to apply every other year. So think about that, where we had a 30 over 30 last year and 30 this year. So you could actually say, we're in the 60 percentile. So we're actually over 20% of our chapters would meet the highest expectation that anybody does nationally.
This is, as you mentioned, within Oklahoma, that's a unique situation. There's virtually no other states that do that, right?
I don't think near to that level. We are very excited that we had the most this year. We had the most last year. I know that we're not supposed to keep track. We do. But by the same standard, I think it's really a tribute to the students in those chapters and communities in Oklahoma of what they want to do and the level they participate in FFA. And not only, let's congratulate those teachers that we know how much extra time it takes. And I can also pat the people that work around me at the state staff, the extra hours and the time that they put in to help teachers construct those applications. So it's a team effort, but it's one that we think is very worthwhile.
Thank you, Jack. Jack Stats with the Oklahoma FFA Association. Reporting from Louisville and the 2013 National FFA Convention, I'm Ron Hayes.